Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. The Yankees had their Sunday brightened by Masahiro Tanaka, who came to the ballpark and seemed well a day after being hit in the head by Giancarlo Stanton's line drive. They're hoping Yankee Stadium's lights will do the same this week. The Yankees are planning to hold intra-squad night games tonight and Tuesday in the Bronx as they prepare for the July 23rd start of a 60-game regular season condensed by the coronavirus pandemic. Meantime, former Cy Young Award winner Felix Hernandez has joined the list of major leaguers opting out of the season due to concerns over COVID-19. The 34-year-old pitcher's decision at least temporarily ends his bid to revive his career with the Braves. Nationals manager Dave Martinez says two of its players out of 60 tested positive for COVID-19 last week. In golf yesterday, Bryson DeChambeau shot a 7-under-65 at Detroit Golf Club to win the Rocket Mortgage Classic with a career-best 23-under-265, marking his first victory of the season and sixth overall. In NASCAR, Kevin Harvick took advantage of Denny Hamlin's late crash and won his third Brickyard 400 title. A tire changer for NASCAR driver Ryan Blaney was taken to the hospital during the race. Zachary Price was pinned between Blaney's number 12 car and another car after a six-car pileup near the entrance of pit road 16 laps into the race. In NHL news, Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly says the NHL and Players Association have agreed on protocols to resume the season, but are still negotiating a collective bargaining agreement extension. If all goes well, games would resume in late July or early August, with 24 teams taking part in expanded playoffs, finishing with the Stanley Cup being awarded in October. I'm Jesse King.